Hi, this is Tori. Welcome to the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLoved.com. Some call it a generational curse. It's the pattern of learned behaviors and expectations that's passed down from one generation to the next, often bringing unhealthy issues like lack of communication, secrets, and lies. And one of those skeletons in the closet that can be easily passed down in families is abuse of any kind. I've heard it said that hurting people hurt people, and I believe that's true. When someone experiences abuse, there's a few ways they can deal with it. They can pretend it never happened and live a lie. They can internalize the pain and lash out and then become the next abuser in the cycle. Or they can stop the cycle. They can stand up, take stock of what's happened, deal with the problem at hand, and keep moving. And trust me, that is way easier said than done. Abuse of any kind is painful, scarring, and infuriating. It makes you want to lash out because of the injustice of the act. It makes you wish that it had never happened to you. And I can certainly understand why so many people don't share their stories of survival. Abuse carries a strong connotation of shame. Even though the survivor is not at fault for the abusive act, the abuser can certainly convince you that you are. That's how they stay in power. They threaten, they coerce, they lie and twist their words until the victim feels like a tiny crushed bird in a huge metal cage. Even if the abuser never speaks a word and the action is only physical, abuse is degrading and dehumanizing. It makes you lose your sense of worth, humanity, and hope. But I want to tell you, there is hope. You don't have to sit in silence as the generational curse continues its rampage. If you have been affected by abuse, directly or indirectly, I want you to know that you have a voice. You have a right to stand up and say no more. This cycle stops here. Keeping secrets and keeping up appearances can be fatal, literally in some cases. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, in 2017, over 47,000 Americans died by suicide. That's an average of 129 people per day. And according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, over 90% of those who commit suicide show symptoms of a mental health condition. I can personally attest to the fact that abuse does serious mental disruptions and can certainly make you suicidal. And I don't want anyone else in my family, my daughter, or any other future children, my grandchildren, or generations to come, to have to wrestle with the notion of suicide because I stuck my head in the sand and didn't deal with my problems. When you were sick in bed and miserably ill to the point that you fear for your life, you go to the hospital. And when your own mind is overwhelmed with pain because of something traumatic, you should go to the hospital too. Getting the help you need is critical. Acknowledging the pain and the truth is so hard, but it is like taking a breath after being in a coma. You will never feel more alive than in that moment. I remember the moment I finally let go and gave my hurt completely over to God for the first time. I remember the peace that flooded into my soul like a rushing waterfall, covering me, filling me, embracing me. We are part of a generation that is not afraid to speak its mind. That can be bad at times, but I think it's good that conversations are happening. Let's not be afraid to speak up. Hiding things, keeping secrets, shaming the victim, that keeps abuse survivors down, and that is exactly what perpetrators want. And I, for one, am not giving my abuser an iota more of power. What's done is done. Now I have to work on my own healing, trusting the Lord to shape my heart into something new. But that abuser doesn't get the last word in my story, and your hurt and pain shouldn't get the last word in yours. Let's live the victory we were created to live. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, dear friends. Thank you for tuning in. Please pass this podcast along if it impacted you. Your mess is always welcome here. Thanks and God bless.